And now to a very different kind of bank. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson brings us the story of a bank in Estonia where the only currency is kindness.
As an international correspondent who spends a lot of time in conflict zones, I've seen the worst of human nature. There's the war in Afghanistan with its barrage of firefights and roadside bombs. Or the front lines of the Egyptian Revolution with its deadly clashes between police and protesters. Hate, anger, and greed abound in these places, yet occasionally you see unexpected altruism. Take, for example, the morning after one of the worst nights of fighting in Cairo. Dozens of Egyptians showed up at Tahrir Square with brooms and trash bags to clean up broken glass, spent rounds and tear gas cans, and blackened rubble. Other volunteers formed a cordon around the Egyptian Museum to protect it from looters. Most didn't know each other, and no one had asked them to come. None of them sought praise or money. Theirs were spontaneous acts of kindness. So when I heard about an Estonian online forum that markets good deeds, I was intrigued. It's called the Bank of Happiness, but doesn't involve money or credit. Founded 5 years ago in Tallinn, it's a forum in which more than 2,000 civic-minded individuals from Estonia and other countries connect to offer help or receive it, all of it for free. There are more than 500 ads in English, German, and Estonian from people offering or seeking all sorts of things, including tutoring, tips on baking and business, and even juggling lessons. The website is also translated into French and Spanish. Founder Heidi Kivi says the goal is to make people think and act with their hearts.
I didn't know. I thought we need something like this Bank of Happiness. People can meet each other and do something good.
She says the fact that the Estonian economy was in shambles at the time didn't play into her decision.
But a little bit later, I thought, wow, Bank of Happiness is perfect for this economic crisis, and a lot of people are unemployed and they can use our bank.
So how does it work? It's simple. You register using your real name and post what you are offering or what your need is, as long as they don't involve cash or products. The site relies on members to report violators. Kivi says there have been few. Estonians like Terry Rintam began signing up. Hers is one of the more popular postings on the bank. She gives massages. One of her clients is Kivi. What does the masseuse get for her trouble? A thank you, Kivi says, adding that a hug or box of chocolates is also acceptable tender as long as it's heartfelt and not mandated.
This is something which is very important to us, that we don't have any exact credits or measures that you gave 10 times massage and now you have 10 points.
Rintam says that's fine with her. The masseuse says she signed up because she was unemployed and needed to practice her skills. Rintam adds that she's since found a job, but continues to offer her services on the website because it feels good to volunteer. Member Veronica Dabel was also unemployed when she joined. She unknowingly violated the rules with her first request. She asked for a product, a computer, because the CD player on hers had broken. Dabel says she eventually regifted the used one she received from the bank to a 13-year-old boy.
Later on, I didn't need it because my parents gave me a gift, and so I could do some child happy because he wanted to have a computer to play games and he was thrilled to have a new computer.
But Dabel wanted to do more and began offering to help people through the Happiness Bank.
The main thing I really could offer was English, to study English. Also, a young girl who makes massages, she needed translation, needed to have better English for her job.
The bank's founder, Heidi Kivi, says the site has many more offers of help than requests for it. She adds, that's as it should be, because the bigger reward comes from giving. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News.
This is NPR News.